producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Today, speed dialing Doug, 888-302-3684 for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. We have lots of activity and action, as you might expect. So let's get at it. Who's the baddest of them all? The baddest of the bad guys? Is it
Huffy?
Let's see. Let's see if we can. We'll go through the list of the four bad groups. These are bad guys. The Taliban, bad, right? You agree?
Bad.
Taliban,
agree.
Bad. Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right.
Kind of out of fashion, but bad.
Yeah, right. Okay. Al Qaeda, you agree? They're bad, right?
Very bad.
Very
probably
bad.
More in fashion than the Taliban.
Okay.
Yes.
Boko Haram, you agree? They're
Ooh.
Bad.
Really,
really
bad. They stole
bad.
The girls.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. Bad, bad. Let's see. Who else? The Palestinian bad guys. Hamas. Bad? They're really
Definitely.
Bad.
Definitely.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
bad, bad, bad. Who's the baddest of them all, though? Do you know who the baddest is? No.
Hello.
No.
Hello.
No.
Worse?
Yes.
Who?
Boko Haram has won the prize as
really?
The most terrific of the terroristic organizations. They killed more people last year than Al-Qaeda and ISIM.
Wow.
They're the baddest of them all.
Hmm.
Isn't it interesting? We're sort of making light of it, but there's a contest to see who can be. It reminds me of a bad segment on the World Wrestling Federation. Don't you think? Who's the baddest of the bad guys? I don't know who some of these characters are, so I'm pulling this out of a hat. I just remember what it was like when I was a kid in college. We liked to go up to Detroit to Cobo Hall to watch Lord Layton and Bobo Brazil, who specialized in the cocoa butt. These were the bad guys. They were the baddest of the bad.
They sound terrifying.
They were terrifying, but they're not as terrifying as Boko Haram or Al-Qaeda or Kenny. Did we leave out one? Any of the bad groups? Yeah, I think we got them all, didn't we? Or did we? I missed.
We had the Taliban in there.
Oh,
night.
I had the Taliban, yep. I had Boko Haram, had Al-Qaeda,
Hamas.
But I'm missing one. I know I'm missing one. Well, it doesn't make any difference because of the group. No matter which group we have in there, Boko Haram is the worst. But for some reason or other, they haven't made the traction in either Europe or America because they don't need to. What they're doing where they are is, you know, enough to keep them busy, apparently. So, anyway, the question comes today on where in the world is Abdelhamid Aboud, the ringleader of the attacks in Paris. Apparently, they thought they had him cornered yesterday, but after shooting 5,000 rounds of ammunition.
Jeez. Think about that for a second.
Yep.
Okay, let that sink in.
Yep.
So much that, like, a floor in the building collapsed.
Yeah.
They'd shot it up so much.
Right. Yeah, it's like a movie. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what you'd see in a movie. Shot him up. And the two women, I think there were a couple of women suicide bombers. They're also doing that. I think Boko Haram has women suicide bombers, too.
Yeah, well, Boko Haram had pledged their allegiance to ISIS, I think, not so long ago.
I pledged my allegiance to the flag mm-hmm. of the Islamic State of Unga Bunga. That's what they are. There's no ISIS with me. It's ISIM. Get him and ISIM. So, anyway, there is much to report, and you know what? I'd rather you go read it or watch it on television, because I don't really want to talk about it, other than the state of the circumstances that we find ourselves in. Pretty horrific. What are we doing about it? The French have asked the Americans to help more, and I don't know whether that's in the offing or not, it would seem, because the president has been talking about sending troops over there. But he's not finding as many allies in that as you might think. What are the presidential candidates saying about all of this? I've kind of lost touch with the group of 11 as to what they're saying.
I think there's a quote from Donald Trump floating around that says, we should bomb this out of them.
I think, you know, it's the yeah. out of yeah. them. Right. It's not the Yes. Right.
So there's that floating around, I think. Yep. Ted Cruz has been talking about he's been really on the refugees, about not wanting to take any of the refugees in.
Mm-hmm.
Rand Paul has been hitting Marco Rubio because Marco Rubio is part of the Gang of Eight, wanted to just let people in without fully vetting, as they like to say now in the government. So Rand Paul was hitting Marco Rubio for being soft on not scouring people's paths that come into this country. And Carly Fiorina has been critical of the president.
No.
And the Democrats have been pretty quiet. So there you go. I think that's your rundown so far.
Okay. There's our political rundown and our terrorism rundown on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Next up, let's see if we can figure out how to die because of climate change. Oh. How's that?
No.
No?
No. Oh.
You don't want to?
Rather not, sir.
Okay. Well, there is...
pass.
Really? Hey, just in time for Thanksgiving...
you could die because of climate change.
No, you could die eating a bad drumstick.
You want to bake like a turkey?
We'll have to get out Shatner's recipe for frying
a turkey.
Right?
Set people a tree on fire.
Yeah. We were talking about what we were going to do last night for Thanksgiving. I haven't quite figured it out yet. But one of the suggestions was involve some traveling. And I said, I don't know. If you haven't got a seat on a plane at this point in time for Thanksgiving,
it's going to be rough.
Forget about it. And driving?
Hey.
What?
I might be driving, so.
Well, but don't drive too far.
Okay.
That's out. Please don't. Where are you going to go?
I'll rule out driving to your house then.
Yeah, I know. I won't probably be here anyway. It won't make any difference. We will be here live, however, on Thanksgiving morning, Thanksgiving Day. You'll be able to hear a live Doug Stephan Good Day program. I don't know who'll be here besides me, but normally Kenny's pretty good at stuff like that. I don't know about you.
I'm out next week.
You're out the whole week?
No, about half the week.
Half the week. Thanksgiving. Oh, you traitor.
And I might be in Las Vegas with my grandparents.
Oh, nice. Kara, looks like you and me against the world on Christmas.
Big shot, Kara.
Damn right, exactly. So we'll be here live. Somebody will be here live. I'll be here live on Christmas Day, New Year's Day. Christmas on a Friday.
Christmas I'll be in town.
Okay.
I'll be here.
On that.
All right, okay. So isn't it? Well, we always like, we have such fun on Christmas Day. But anyway, the point is that we'll be live through the holidays, as I have been every year since I started doing this program 28 years ago. Always on all the holidays. I believe that as part of my job to be here, I say this program is good every day and it's live every day. And so I have to deliver on that. And hopefully you will be around to enjoy whatever it is, whatever kind of silly stuff we get into, because holidays are always silly and fun. Especially, you need to have fun on Thanksgiving. You need to have fun on Christmas.
Because, you know, Thanksgiving can actually be stressful if you're the cook. You know, you're sitting in the kitchen. You've got to
don't let yourself get stressed out.
Everybody else is sleeping.
Don't let yourself get stressed out.
Giblets.
Yeah. Hire it done. Bring
you know
in,
how to deal with the giblets.
Bring in Jared from the Subway shop.
Oh, Doug.
No, I don't think he's going to be able to get a day pass.
He'll be having Thanksgiving in the Clink, I think, won't he? Isn't today the day that they sentence him?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What's he up for? 15 years, right? 20 years, 12
something
years?
Something in that neighborhood, yeah.
Based on those audio tapes, just put them away.
Yeah, throw the key away. 14 past the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program with Jennifer and Kenny and Provia. Provia is the easy-to-use serum that you can put on your head, not on your hair, although it has a volumizer, so it'll make the hair that you have on your head left nice and thick and full. But Provia is aimed basically, it's a cleanser and a volumizer. It cleanses your scalp, cleans up the pores, opens them up so that new hair can grow to replace the old hair that has fallen out. And the reason it hasn't grown back is because the pores are plugged, because sadly you've used cheap shampoos and you've used cheap creams and things that have plugged up the pores. So you want to clean that stuff out, and that's what Provia does. It's a cleanser. And it's made from clinical-grade botanical extracts, all natural. The causes of hair loss, some people say it's male pattern baldness. Yeah, with some, that's the case. You can still benefit from using this if that's the case. Other people have various alopecia diseases, that kind of stuff. Probably won't help you with that. I feel like I'm doing one of those drug ads, you know, the prescription drug ads that spend 15 seconds telling you what's good about the drug and then 45 seconds telling you why you shouldn't use it. You should use Provia to get your hair back. All kinds of testimony from all kinds of people from all over the country suggesting that if their hair was getting thin, you use Provia and the hair comes back again. This is your hair. Your hairdresser will be looking at your hair and saying, wow. Because women, by the way, have the same problem that men do. And Provia is for both men and women. And for colored and treated hair. So say goodbye to the wispy hairs blowing in the wind and blowing away. Say hello to a fuller, healthier head of hair with Provia. Call 800-525-8319 to order, like 400 people did listening to the Good Day program last week alone. 400 people are going to have a richer, fuller head of hair because they've taken Provia, taking my advice to call 800-525-8319. Why not? Let's get at it. 800-525-8319 to get your money back. Well, you get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319.
2 days ago, Jeff McDonald posted the following. Just watched the sunrise from above the clouds. So stoked. Jeff got 19 likes and 7 comments. Not bad, Jeff. Geico has a comment to add that may make you even more stoked. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico. And if that doesn't put your head above the clouds, you'll have the extra money to scale a peak that will. Hashtag on cloud 9. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards are not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Now 23 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Strongly yours for this Thursday, November 19th.
You shushed me before we went on the air.
Because you were talking, we had to get back on the air, so shh, so that I can get into the introduction of the late night host. Both the monologues that we have pieces of from last night focused on Bobby Jindal hitting the road. First one with a laugh on that is Stephen Colbert and then Seth Meyers.
A valiant campaign warrior has gone to that great pancake breakfast in the sky.
Republican Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, is dropping out. Jindal never got out of single digits in the polls.
Oh, so sad. And he started with such promise. This tribute star has been rising ever since 2013, when he shared his vision for transforming his beloved Republican Party.
We've got to stop being the stupid party. It's no secret we had a number of Republicans that damaged the brand this year with offensive and bizarre comments. I'm here to say we've had enough of that.
Apparently not. Because offensive and bizarre are in first and second place.
Are you talking about the Democrats or the Republicans?
I think he's talking about Ben Carson and Donald Trump.
I think he is, yeah. Right. Offensive would be Donald Trump and bizarre would be Ben Carson.
Very good, Dougie.
Thank you very much. All right, I'm here all day. Seth Meyers now joking about Bobby Jindal.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has announced that he is ending his presidential campaign. So if you were planning on voting for Bobby Jindal, I'm sorry, Mrs. Jindal.
Jindal is busting out all over. Okay, now some material from the daytime talk shows. Steve Harvey, one of my favorites. He's pretty good at giving advice. Not quite as good as Wendy, but he's got a different flair for talking to the audience. Here he discusses what he says is a very simple disciplinary tool for parents.
Mothers, you have a weapon called the backhand. It still works. I don't know why y'all stopped using it. It's a tool that's been around a long time. Backhands come in handy when you're doing something that's really obnoxious. I remember the first time I grabbed my mama's butt, and we was in church going up the steps, and she was in front of me. She stopped on the steps and was talking to one of her church friends. My mama, without hesitation, I know, pow!
Wow.
I didn't even see it coming. I flew down the steps. I was 5. I ain't touched my mama butt ever again in life. And it's just a backhand. You're going to have to use it.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
I'm sorry.
There's something that is of a visualization attached to that, right?
Who decided to put that clip out for us?
Here, Steve Harvey jokes with an audience member about a guy they dated
about
that lives
more backhands.
In the same building.
About 6 years ago, I dated this guy that ghosted on me.
Okay.
He acted like he liked me. He changed his number. He stopped taking my calls. Now, the problem is he moved into my building recently, and we've passed each other a few times, and he doesn't act like he knows who I am. So my question to you is, how do I jog his memory that we once dated?
Oh, you don't have to jog his memory. Oh, no. Oh, he knows exactly who you are. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, he knows you. He can't believe he moved in that building. Are there other men that live in the building?
Yes.
Now, whether they're single or not, don't they always speak?
Yes.
You know why? Because you're an attractive girl. We're going to speak. He's not speaking to you because he can't believe he signed that damn lease.
All right, here's Ellen DeGeneres on her program joking about who the next James Bond ought to be.
The latest Bond movie, Spectre, came out this weekend. Did you go see it? It did very, very well. So I think there's a chance they'll make another one. Obviously, James Bond has always been played by a man, but Daniel Craig said that he thinks Bond could be played by a woman. Yeah, I know. And it got me thinking about who the first Bond female, the female Bond should be, you know? And, about it, because we have a lot in common, you know. I mean, we both wear beautiful suits, and we both drive fast cars, we both drink martinis, we both gamble, we love beautiful women, all those things. So I could do it.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale this Friday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off with your Friends and Family Savings Pass. That's on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off cookware. Pick up a Basic Essentials roaster or a Food Network carving set, just $9.99 each. And take 20 to 50% off kitchen electrics this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good Day program with Jennifer Horn zapping into your brain, into your life. Kenny Kessler is monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Lots of people focused on what's going on in France. French SWAT teams raided a suburban apartment, took out a couple, but they didn't get Adel Hamid Aboud. His fate remains uncertain.
Well, now, I thought they just
will
didn't
he ever
know,
return?
They have to check out the body parts that were in the apartment, right?
Right, they're doing that.
Because there were two people that blew themselves up. They knew that one was that woman who was the cousin of this guy. Mm-hmm. And I think they were trying to figure out through DNA or whatever was left who the other person was.
Yeah, and it was not him. It was not I, he said.
Yes, this guy apparently is pretty slippery.
All right, 2020 news quiz question time. Everybody ready? Put on your thinky caps, please, because...
Yeah, not ready.
You're not ready? All right, well, those who are listening are ready, and they're waiting to pounce on 888-302-3684. You have between now and 20 before the hour. That's the idea. I either ask the question at 20 after the hour, or you got to get an answer before 20 of the hour. Thus, the clever reference to 2020 news quiz. What does WADA stand for?
W-A-D-A.
What does WADA mean? What's WADA? 888-302-3684. WADA. I'm not talking about the way we pronounce it here in New England. WADA, WADA everywhere. Not a drop to drink. Nope. So what is WADA? You tell us, and you'll be a swell prize winner. What is WADA? 888-302-3684. If you know the answer, don't... I don't think Jennifer knows. I don't think she has a clue. Kenny, you know what it is, right? W-A-D-A?
That's mean, but you're right.
Yeah, I know. And it's not a radio station either, by the way. What great call letters for radio.
That would be a great one.
Is there anybody know that?
Then you'd be like, what a station.
What a station. All right, so figure it out and call us at 888-302-3684. I promise you it leads to another discussion. How's that? Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what would a day on the Good Day program be without a mention at some place of climate change? The world is coming to an end as we know it. If you listen to some of these people with the bad news, there is bad news and then there is really bad news. Which do you want first, Jennifer? The bad news or the really bad news?
Let's start with the really bad news, because then the bad news won't seem so bad.
Really? Okay. The really bad news is that we are almost halfway to the point that the Earth's temperature, if it goes up by 2 degrees, will have more wildfires, more intense hurricanes, more species dying, and less water. We're halfway there. That's the really bad news. The bad news is that all we need is 2 degrees on average, and we'll have all of that horrible stuff. And the fact is that last month was the warmest October ever on record, having remembered that the records have only been kept since the 1880s. So you can go bananas or not, whichever you prefer. There also is news that there's more ice on the Antarctic ice cap than there has been for the measurable history of how
long. Get out your hair dryers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but again, there is a problem, and it's clear. But because all these people, isn't there a climate change symposium or conference going on now? The president was going to that. And so all of this attention is going to come from those people who want to make a big business out of this. I already have this big business in keeping the planet from going down that road. Solar industry, wind power, nuclear power, which ought to be more of an option. All of those things are big business. And selling all of this stuff is big business. This is not the equivalent of the military-industrial complex yet. But it's getting there. There's a whole thing on the web. I mean, this is a big industry. I've said that, right? You believe me?
I've said it four times.
You believe me. All right. So with that in mind, think about the ramifications of these storms. Every year we keep hearing that the storms are more fierce. They're heavier. We're waiting for the next big storm. The Pacific did have a rough year in terms of hurricanes. The Atlantic didn't. The Atlantic hasn't had a rough year for quite a while. I mean, look back to, New Orleans. What was that hurricane's name?
Katrina.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It was okay. And then there was the storm that went into New York City, three or four years ago at the end of the year. That wasn't really a hurricane. It was just a whole bunch of powerful storms that all came together at once.
Are you talking about Sandy?
Thank you.
That was a hurricane, wasn't it?
The end pieces of one, but I thought there were other things that sort of collided.
A hurricane that teamed up with some other storms.
A bunch of big storms. Yeah. Anyway, so the idea that things are worse is hard to sell to people who don't think things are really worse, other than maybe you used your air conditioning more last year than you did the year before, or maybe because we had all the snow in the Northeast that we did last year, more people are going to make sure they're not here this year, last year, you know, that kind of stuff.
Speaking for yourself right now.
I am. I didn't get out of here until February last year. No.
I remember.
Yeah, middle of December this year. Hello. Goodbye.
You were pretty miserable last year with all that.
For lots of reasons, I was pretty miserable last year, but that was one of them. So I thought you'd be interested to know that there's a North Dakota farmer who is also the owner and operator of a small Air Force. And this guy is in charge of going out when there is a storm warning and flying his Piper Cub into the storm to find out what the size of the hail may be, what the size of the thunderstorm may be, what the wind is like in the storm. Can you imagine being in a Piper? I'm looking at a picture of this guy's plane. And the instrument, this is an eight-seater. His name is Hans Almus. And he runs he's got a meteorological aircraft that runs from Weather Modification Incorporated at Hector International Airport in Fargo, North Dakota. Excuse me. So what he does, once the weather reports come in, this is what's going to happen, so the weather people say. What's the impact going to be on the crops in North Dakota? This guy flies his plane into the storm to see what's going on in the storm. Can you imagine? I have a picture of this plane going into a thunder and lightning storm in Bowman, North Dakota. Maybe some of you are listening in North Dakota. Those of you who are listening in Montana, you know that there are people. I think this guy may be well known out there. I just found out about the guy the other day.
So why does he fly into a storm?
Because he wants to make sure he's set up a weather sort of meteorological company that advises farmers. They pay to find out what the weather's going to be so that they can, in some cases, prepare for whatever the, let's say.
I mean, I know how important that is, but to volunteer to fly into
a storm. No, he's not volunteering. He's paid. They sign up. But
whether you're getting paid or not.
It's still crazy.
The idea of flying into a storm. But you know, when we start thinking we can beat Mother Nature, makes me nervous.
Well, but how is that? It's no different than the, what is it, NOAA? Who's got the planes that fly into the hurricanes and stuff that we have on the East Coast? There are people that are working for the government. The planes are bigger and probably better, but they still fly into these storms. They go into the middle of the hurricanes, for God's sakes, and report on what's going on in there. Can you imagine flying a plane in a 140-mile-an-hour hurricane?
That's why I'm saying how dumb it sounds. It does not seem like the wisest of choices.
No, it doesn't, does it? No.
You know, I like to play it safe a lot of times in life, and this is one of those things on the Jennifer Horn would not do list. Nope.
All right, let's see here. We have, I'm going to let you pick, Jennifer. You can pick Jay, George, Brad, or another George. We got two Georges. One's from Arkansas, the other one's from Indiana.
George.
Yeah.
Brad.
Two Georges, Brad, yep.
George. Let's go with Brad.
Brad.
B-Rad.
Brad is in Mississippi. Hey, Brad, welcome to Good Day.
How are you doing this morning?
Well, how are you doing this morning?
Doing just great.
That's right.
I just picked you, Brad. Now we have to get married.
Yes.
You're so lucky.
Very sweet. All right, so Brad, it's up to you to tell us and the rest of the world what WADA stands for.
It is the World Anti-Doping Agency.
The World.
It contains a document that brings the consistency to anti-doping rules, regulations, and policies worldwide to prevent any kind of drugs prohibited in the sports world.
Are you looking this up on
Wikipedia? Are you reading?
Where'd you get this information?
I've heard of it before, but in order to define it better, I Googled it.
And good for you. Right. While you're driving?
Yes.
Shame on you, Brad.
Yeah, I like Brad. He lives on the wild side.
Lives on the edge. Yes. This is the World Anti-Doping.
I'm on the phone, and I'm always busy. So
you're ambidextrous. You're ambidextrous with your brain. Yeah, the World Anti-Doping Agency is looking into doping by the Russian track team, and today they're going to have a movement.
They might have one of those too.
Today they're going to have a meeting to decide whether or not to
while they're having a movement? That's gross.
We went to see Sandra Bullock and Billy Bob Thornton in that our brand is
the movie
Crisis.
That tanked.
Yeah, it didn't do so well. And
no,
she wasn't a very likable character. But it was, a lot of people. Meredith loved Sandra Bullock, so that's why I went to see it, because the movie's moving on fast, and I figured if we didn't see it last night, we were going to get to see it in the theaters. But one of the reason I bring it up is because there's a really gross scene in it where Billy Bob Thornton is peeing in the toilet, and he's on the phone with Sandra Bullock. And I thought it was one of those scenes. Why is that necessary?
Come on, you know you've talked to people while you're on the throne. Well, don't even pretend you haven't.
I'm not broadcasting it.
Let's not even go there.
I have never talked to you while I was on the...
Really? Are you sure?
No, I'm not actually. Not
are you sure I wasn't when you were on the
show? That's the question. All right, so anyway, the dopers are after the Russian track team, keep them out of next year's Olympics. Whether they ought to stay off or not, I guess, remains to be seen. At any rate, thank you to Brad, who's going to be taken care of well. WADA, from now on, when you hear me talk about WADA, you know I'm talking about the World Anti-Doping Agency. It's now 15 before the hour, 45 after on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
The popularity of all-terrain and off-road vehicles has created an entire culture in recent years. Now, ATV enthusiasts have an even larger selection of vehicles to choose from to help them enjoy the great outdoors. Bryce Wernsman with Polaris has more.
For 2016, Polaris introduces our next level of capable, confident, and comfortable ATVs with the Ace 900 SP. This new model brings more power to the Ace lineup with a 60-horsepower twin-cylinder ProStar engine that features electronic fuel injection and electronic throttle control.
How does it perform?
Incredibly well, and it's easy to drive. Flat floorboards and doors make it easy to get in and out of. It has automotive-style controls, so it drives just like your car. The Ace is the perfect off-road machine for beginners and experienced riders alike.
To learn more about Polaris ATVs, go to Polaris.com. That's Polaris.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
2 days ago, Jeff McDonald posted the following.
Just watched the sunrise from above the clouds. So stoked.
Jeff got 19 likes and 7 comments. Not bad, Jeff. Geico has a comment to add that may make you even more stoked. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico. And if that doesn't put your head above the clouds, you'll have the extra money to scale a peak that will. Hashtag on cloud 9. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
That's the word. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at Geico.com. They've been saving people money for 75 years. Everybody knows this, right? This is one of the great messages, advertising messages, that shows how good advertising, repetitive advertising can be. Geico, the government employees insurance company, became a public company when Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway bought them a number of years ago. Now, one of the most profitable ventures that he's gotten himself involved in. And there are a lot of them. I think there are like 400 different companies in Berkshire Hathaway, if I'm not mistaken. And Geico's one of them. So you want some good insurance? Doesn't cost a lot. Help yourself to that now. Here's something that I'm going to do two things here in the 2 minutes that I have before. We must move into something else.
Such a rebel.
Okay. So the latest poll shows Donald Trump has 27% of the support in New Hampshire. Marco Rubio is second with 13%. Ted Cruz has got 11%. Jeb Bush and Ben Carson tied at 9% each. Kasich has 7. Christie has 6. Let's see. Carly Fiorina got 3. Rand Paul got 3. And the rest of them, forget about it. So that's what's going on the Republican
side.
Interesting.
Kind of a mix-up what's been going on.
And then the Bernie Sanders edge over Hillary Clinton is to be expected in New Hampshire because he's from Vermont, and that's how they're brethren up there.
Love Bernie.
There is a story that is trending at DougStephan.com today focused on Yellowstone National Park. Those of you who are familiar with the history of our country in the West, remember all of the stories about the buffalo? I don't know when buffalo became bison, but they are the same thing. Anybody know when and why the reference changed from calling them buffalo to calling them bison? Nobody knows.
No.
I was wondering that when I saw the story.
Right. Okay, anyway, there's apparently some bison that have affected cattle, infected cattle herds with brucellosis, which is not good for a cattle. It's something that we, those of us who've been in the cattle business and dairy farmers, brucellosis pretty much puts the cow out of commission because it ruins the milk. And apparently a bunch of bison have developed this somehow or other. So the National Park Service says they want to kill 1,000 of them this winter. Once the animal rights people get a hold of that, I'm figuring there's going to be big opposition to it. But I don't know if that fixes the problem. How do you decide which 1,000 you're going to shoot would be my question. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Watch out, because it's tech talk time, and we got no technology. I'm going to be the technologist. How's that?
I'm the technologist now.
I am going to be the technologist now. Remember when George Bush was the decider? I'm going to be the technologer, and I, in that role, have important things to report on. Don't count on me understanding what I'm saying, but I will have the report in just a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
All right, let's get to the heart of the matter, or the matters here. Greg Stebbin is, I think he's got a cold or something. So in his stead, I am here, Jennifer is here, Kenny is here, so they'll correct me if I'm wrong on any of this stuff. The continuing saga of Anonymous. This is it a website, Kenny? This is a group of people who are hackers.
Activist group.
Mm-hmm. Activists, yeah. Who are going after ISIM with abandon. And so far, they have hacked into 6,080 I'm going to call them ICE, Twitter accounts. They've disabled them, right?
Yeah.
And so is there a way that ICE could get back at this group or not? Does they're anonymous? How do you find them? You can't find them, right?
It is tricky.
It would be tricky, but you could probably figure it out at some point. But, yeah, they disabled not only the Twitter, Facebook accounts, I think, of 5,500 ISIS-linked people, but they also yesterday started releasing an address of one of a key ISIS recruiter trainers, too, to help with the investigation.
All right, so the number I saw was 6,080 Twitter accounts.
Well, then maybe it's gone up, Dougie.
Yeah, well, it's good. Whatever it is, we encourage them to do that, yes? Hip, hip, hooray for Anonymous. Hip, hip, hooray for Anonymous. For the second straight year, Sprint says it will be happy to cut your wireless bill in half if you leave your current carrier. Wow. How about that for being big, huh?
Big words.
Big words. All right, this is the fourth largest carrier in the U.S., Sprint is. Announcing a deal claiming that consumers can cut their wireless bill by 50% if they leave AT&T, T-Mobile, or Verizon. So I'm wondering what's going to be the turnaround, because one or all of these are going to come back at Sprint with something, don't you think? They're not going to roll over and play dead for that one. But Sprint's not that good. I used to have Sprint, and they don't have the coverage. As much as I don't like Verizon, I think they have the widest coverage, do they not?
I think so. I mean, I have Verizon, and I don't have as many problems as I hear other people say they have. So.
This just sucks to deal with. Their coverage may be better, but their service is just from hunger. AT&T is getting bigger and stronger, though. I don't know. Didn't they merge with T-Mobile? Why do I think that
was
going on?
I think they did.
Yeah, right. Okay. The presidential campaigns, apparently somebody's done a review of cybersecurity. And the candidates have not done a good job of protecting themselves. Only Jeb Bush has been articulating a strategy for protecting the cyber assets that we have. So not only, apparently, are their campaigns not particularly good at watching what's going on in their own technology, but they're not really talking much about this, which is a way to get people who are millennials. I mean, we're all interested because we all have our lives affected by technology. So wouldn't you think somebody smart on these campaigns would say, okay, let's make this a priority and we'll get younger voters or people who are in the know, yes?
Yes.
Right, yes. But they said no to that so far, Jennifer.
No.
So I'm not voting for anybody who's not as hip.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.